Hi, thanks for listening to the Marlins Daily Rewind Podcast. Even at one game apiece this year in the Citrus Series, the Marlins traveled across the state to play in St. Pete last night. And as always, Dave Van Horn and Glenn Geffner had the call.
Well, the Citrus Series moved to St. Petersburg tonight for the third game in a row. The Marlins and the Rays play a 1-1 affair, a one-run affair, and the Marlins win it 4-3. They've won 2 of 3 to begin this four-game Citrus Series, splitting 2 in Miami, taking the first of 2 here at Tropicana Field. Matt Andres got the start for the Rays tonight. Justin Nicolino on the mound for Miami. And this game was scoreless into the bottom of the second when the Rays broke out in front. Steve Pierce with a leadoff double after Steven Souza Jr. struck out, the first of a career-high 6 Ks for Nicolino in the ballgame. Pierce was still at second base with one out for our old friend, Logan Morrison.
He made 113 starts in the minor leagues. Here's the ball cracked off the fists by Logan Morrison. Another hit for Lomo. That'll drive in a run. Coming around third and across the plate, Steve Pierce. Logan Morrison drives in a run with hit number 3 for the Rays. They're up 1-0 here in the second inning.
Now at that point, Lomo is 5-for-6 against his former team in this series. We'll hear from Lomo a little bit more coming up. But the Marlins came right back against Andres in the top half of the third inning with one out and Ichiro at first base. Martin Prado singled, so the Marlins had two men aboard for their DH tonight, Justin Bour. The 2-2 to Bour, a swing and a drive down the left field line. That's a fair ball, bounces up over the low wall. It'll be a ground rule double for Bour, and we've got a 1-1 tie. Ichiro in from second, Prado goes to third for Justin Bour, his sixth double, and RBI number 24 in the season. It wasn't tied for long, though, with two men in scoring position. Up stepped the red-hot Marcelo Zuna. That's that wall where Evan Longoria homered on the final night of the 2011 season to beat the Yankees and put the Rays into the playoffs. Now Ozuna ground ball through the right side. That's a hit. Prado scores. Bour coming home. And Marcelo Ozuna with a two-run single. It's 3-1 Marlins in the third. And Ozuna just rolls on and on and on. A 32-game on-base streak now for Marcel, who's hit safely in 23 of his last 24. So Nicolino had a two-run lead. He worked around a single and hit batsman in the third inning. He allowed a couple of hits but got a double play ball to escape the fourth inning. Struck out a pair in the fifth inning, and it was still 3-1 into the last of the sixth. He allowed a leadoff base hit to Evan Longoria, but then he came back and he struck out Steve Pierce. He got Steven Souza on a liner to left. So there were two outs with a man on. Marlins up a pair when Nicolino fell behind Logan Morrison. 3 balls and a strike.
The lefty sets, holds right at the belt, delivers the pitch, and Lomo swings and hits a high fly ball to deep right. He has just tied this game. Nicolino couldn't get the left-handed batter out. We are tied at 3 in the bottom of the sixth.
And at that point, Logan Morrison was 3-for-3 in the game with that game-tying homer, 3 RBIs in all. He was 7-for-8 with a homer and 4 driven in against Marlins pitching this week. We were back where we started, 3-3. Nicolino's night was over. Then after 5 2/3 innings, he gave up 8 hits and 3 runs, a walk, 6 strikeouts, a new career high. He led that home run, hit a batter for Nicolino, 99 pitches, 63 strikes. Matt Andres done after 6, 8 hits, 3 runs. He walked 1, struck out 6. He threw 103 pitches, 73 strikes. So we said going to the 7th, this one's going to be determined by the bullpens, and we pointed out that the Rays were without, most likely, their two big back-end arms tonight, their closer Alex Colome, who they really wanted to stay away from if possible, and Erasmo Ramirez, their setup man, who they were definitely going to stay away from at least for one more night because both of them had been used heavily in Miami. So the Rays, in a 3-3 game, in the 7th inning, brought lefty Xavier Cedeno in, and he allowed a hit, and then he made a throwing error, but he struck out 3. So he got through the 7th inning. This game was still tied. Jose Urania and Kyle Bearclaw combined to shut out Tampa Bay in the bottom of the 7th, so he went to the 8th in a 3-3 game. Tyler Sturtevant making just his second major league appearance, 30-year-old minor leaguer who was just brought up on Sunday, came on to start that 8th inning. He allowed a base hit to JT Realmuto to get things started. JT went 2-for-5 tonight. Chris Johnson then got down a sacrifice bunt. Not a guy you expect to bunt very often, but he got the job done in a key spot. He pushed the go-ahead man to second with one out in the 8th. A chance for Cole Gillespie making his first start of the season tonight. JT runs well. He's at second with one out. The pitch, ground ball, fair inside the bag at first, down the right field line. Gillespie's come through again. Racing home, Real Muto. He's in there ahead of the throw, and the Marlins take a 4-3 lead in the top of the eighth. Cole Gillespie, his second hit of the night, his second hit of the season. And this one puts Miami in front. No hit, an eighth inning game, tying RBI, and again, the Marlins won against the Rays on Monday. He has a go-ahead RBI in the eighth tonight. That is our move of the game, brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins, All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers, too. Learn more at allmysons.com. David Phelps allowed an infield hit, but that was it. He struck out three in the bottom of the eighth, so we went to the ninth. Miami in front, 4-3. A.J. Ramos looking to slam the door. He got the first man. Pinch hitter Brad Miller to bounce to second, but then he walked Tyler Motter, so the tying man was on with one out in the ninth. Corey Dickerson, a pinch hitter, hit into a fielder's choice. Motter erased at second base, 3-6, so Dickerson now was the tying man at first, but there were two outs. The Rays down to their final shot, their leadoff hitter, Brandon Guyer.
Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three in the ball game. The Marlins have beaten the Rays 4-3. A.J. Ramos coming on to slam the door here in the ninth. Gave up a walk but stranded the runner and struck out Brandon Guyer to end the game. The Marlins win 4-3.
So a third consecutive one-run game in this series. Marlins come out on top for the second time in three games. For Miami, four runs, 13 hits, no errors. The Marlins left 13 on base in this game. For the hometown Rays, three runs, nine hits. They committed a pair of errors and left seven. Kyle Bearclaw, the winner in relief, 3-1. Tyler Sturdivant, the loser, 0-1. A.J. Ramos saved number 15. He's a perfect 24-for-24 going back to September 8th of last season. Time of the game was 3 hours, 22 minutes, and a crowd of 13,554 goes home disappointed tonight as the Marlins prevail 4-3. Miami again, two games over 500 with the win. The Marlins are 24 now and 22. Marlins improved to 14-9 on the road. As for the Rays, they fall two under. They're 21 and 23, including a 10 and 12 mark here at Tropicana Field. Our Pepsi stats of the game. Pepsi live for now. For Marcelo Ozuna, a 32-game on-base streak. Ozuna tonight was on base three times, went 2-for-4, two singles, a walk, and a pair of RBIs. That 32-game on-base streak now, the longest in Major League Baseball this year and the seventh longest in Marlins franchise history. Club record of 46 set by Luis Castillo back in 2002. And on the mound, how about Justin Nicolino tonight? He got a no decision in this game, but he struck out a career-high six in his 5 2/3 innings. Nicolino, in his first five big league starts this year, had worked 29 and a third innings, and he had struck out a total of six. Six Ks in five games. Tonight, six Ks in 5 2/3 innings. A big strikeout night for Nicolino. He gets no decision, but the Marlins get the victory 4-3.
To learn more about the Marlins Fan Loyalty Program, go to marlins.com/fishfamily. And for those Fish Family fans listening today, pick up 20 points with the bonus code ORANGES. This afternoon, all the oranges are on the line in the Citrus Series finale. Jose Fernandez recently looks like he did in his 2013 Rookie of the Year season. He's won his last five decisions. But he's historically struggled at Tropicana Field. He owns an 0-2 record and a 5.79 ERA. On this Jose day, he'll look for his first win at the Trop and his seventh on the season. Listen to Kyle Seeloff for Marlins on Deck presented by Geico at 12:40. Dave and Glenn have the live game action just after 1 p.m. on 940 Wins and the Marlins Radio Network.